I want to begin this morning by mentioning something that might cause some controversy in our own minds. I want to defend the Pharisees for a moment. I want to defend them. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't write to the bishop. Don't call me later today and correct me. Hear me out. I want to defend the Pharisees in what they're doing here. For the last 2 days, the Pharisees have been accusing Jesus of breaking the very strict Jewish laws around the Sabbath. What we have to remember, everyone, is keeping holy the Sabbath is a divine commandment from God given to Moses. It's a divine commandment from God. Number three, keep holy the Sabbath. What the Pharisees are trying to do yesterday by saying, hey, why are your disciples picking grain from this field on the Sabbath? The reason they're saying to Jesus today, why are you healing on the Sabbath? Is because they take that commandment very seriously. Now, we also know the job of the Pharisees. What did the Pharisees do? Their job was to interpret divine law. So divine law is from God. The Pharisees' job was then to interpret then that and to apply it to real life. So their interpretation of divine law was, you can't work in the field on Sunday, and you can't heal unless it's a necessity on Sunday. What's the point of any law? To protect. What's the point of the third commandment, keep holy the Sabbath? To protect the human person so that we may have rest. Why? Because we need it. The reason we're given the third commandment is because the human heart needs rest. And rest doesn't mean laying on the couch watching football. Rest means doing things that give us life. Stepping away from the daily grind and doing things we enjoy and that give us life so that we can have the rest that we only not only deserve, but that we need. The Pharisees were onto something, but they also missed something. They missed the essential point of the Sabbath. What's the most important point of the Sabbath? That we need the Lord, and that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. What they fail to recognize, everyone, not that the Sabbath commandments are bad, but that we need Jesus, that he came to be the fulfillment of the Sabbath, if you will. And what does he do? He heals, he restores, he gives life, and he can even do that on the Sabbath. So before we throw the Pharisees underneath the bus too hard, let's keep in mind that they were onto something, but they also missed something. They were onto the point that the human heart needs rest. So let's make sure that all of us know where we need to go for rest. But secondly, that the Sabbath is ultimately about one person. It's about him. It's about Jesus and finding our rest in him.